Stories from a Life in Journalism, a conversation with former Washington correspondent Richard Dudman of Ellsworth. Richard Dudman was there when JFK was assassinated and when Lee Harvey Oswald was shot by Jack Ruby. He was with Nixon in China and was put on the president's enemies list. And as a correspondent covering the Vietnam War, Dudman was captured by the Khmer Rouge and interviewed Pol Pot. Dudman's philosophy of journalism starts with being there. I'm Keith Shortall, and today we'll talk with Dudman about his experiences and his views on journalism, past, present, and future. Join the conversation, email talk at mpbn.net, tweet at Maine Calling, post a message on Facebook, or give us a call, 1-800-399-3566. A Life in Journalism with Richard Dudman. This is Maine Calling. And Richard Dudman, welcome to Maine Calling.
Thank you, Keith.
In the interest of full disclosure, we should say that your wife, Helen Dudman, is a trustee emeritus of MPBN, as all journalists should disclose these connections. So much to talk about, so many stories over the course of your career, but I wanted to start at the beginning. You set out as a young man in college, not necessarily interested in journalism, but had another career in mind.
I was going to be a doctor like my father, and I went to Stanford. And on the first day, they started me out in the biology class, and I had to take to dissect a frog, and I didn't like the smell of the I didn't like the whole thing. And I quickly decided biology was not for me. But about the same time, my roommate came in and he says, "I'm going down and try out for the Stanford Daily. You want to come along?" So I did. And I was hooked quickly, and I actually spent more time on the Stanford Daily than I did in classes. And that started me out.
How did your father feel about you switching?
Well, he didn't... I never knew. He didn't act disappointed.
Yeah. He didn't discourage you.
I think he gave me a free hand.
So what was it about, I guess, those early experiences in journalism that got you hooked? Was it your curiosity?
It was trying to get a good story and tell people about it. I just always have loved that, and That's been my whole career, trying to get a good story. And I used to tell my staff, the important things are do it fast, do it accurately, and do it fairly. And then some wise apple would always say, in what order? And I said, no order at all. You got to do all three at the same time.
And part of that, I guess, was learning that you need to be out there. You need to be out in the world and not behind a desk.
That's right. Well, I always liked that.
After the college experience, you got a job at a small family paper?
Yes, my uncle ran a paper in Northern California. And I worked there as a photographer and reporter. He taught me how to use a Leica camera. And I worked there all summer, and then not too long after that, the World War II was coming on, I knew that it was not going to have a journalistic career for a long time, and I volunteered. I got a job in the Merchant Marine. And became a second cook and baker, and then eventually a chief cook, and that lasted about a year, and then I was traveling back and forth across the Atlantic through submarine zones and all that. It was hazardous work, and it was part of the war effort, but the draft. The board didn't see it that way. They were going to draft me into the Army, so I volunteered for the Navy instead.
Because they contacted your mother and let her know that they were looking for you. So after the war, you returned to the world of journalism. That was in Denver?
Well, it was. I went back to my old journalism teacher at Stanford, and he said that there's a new publisher and editor in Denver, Palmer Hoyt. And I had known him in Portland, Oregon, where I grew up. And so I went right away to Denver and asked for a job. And they gave me one, $40 a month.
That's big money then, I guess, for you at the time, anyway. What were the lessons learned at that experience? Did you learn under editors lessons that you would take with you?
Yes, I learned that accuracy is extremely important, and I had that pounded into me early after making a few mistakes, and I knew that accuracy didn't work, and I knew that when you're on a story, you stick at it till you get the story.
Did you aspire to a bigger paper and a bigger assignment?
I had 4 years there in Denver, and it was a lot of fun. It was a kind of a raffish paper, though, and I knew it wasn't the best one where I wanted to devote my career to. So I tried several other papers on vacation time. Helen and I would go. I met Helen and married her in Denver, and we took vacations to go to San Francisco and Louisville, and I tried them. And then I wanted to see what the Post-Dispatch looked like. And the minute I stepped in that building, I knew that was for me.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch, where many of these life experiences took you. Tell me about kind of what came first here. Was it the Washington assignment or Vietnam?
No, for the first, I was about two years, about 4 years working on the staff in St. Louis. And the way I got my job was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I went there and applied, and they said, we don't have any vacancy. And I said, well, I figured you didn't, but you will. And they said, well, keep in touch with us. So I sent them copies of things I wrote from the Denver Post again and again, kept right after them for a year and a half. And then the city editor, Roymond Crowley, sent me a message and said, come on, we'd like to hire you. And when I went in to see him again, he looked down at his desk where my most recent letter was there, and I think to remind him of what my name was,